the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me, and it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
Good evening, church. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank God for the rain that held back all the way from Sunday to Wednesday night so we could be in the house of the Lord. God's been good to us, took care of our every need. We did talk to Mr. Eldridge this week, Eldridge Worlds, and Eldridge is about got to, he can't walk. He's on a walker. We need to pray for him. And Laura Wade used to be one of our members here. She's up in Virginia now. Had emergency surgery there Monday. Shipped her from Radford to Roanoke. But they said everything went good there, so let's pray for her. And talked to Crystal Jones, and she said that she was on the borderline. So they had her and the doctor agreed, and she's going to stop her chemo. She was having a lot of problems. A lot of problems, and won't go into all that, but she said to pray for us, that God will take care of that. We must pray about it. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father, God, it's good to be in your house. God, I just pray for the anointing power of God. And Lord, God, that you just touch each need, God. And for Tommy Lynn and TJ, God, as they've sang tonight, God, and pray you touch the message. God, I believe you put this on our heart last week, and God, we just want to preach what you would have us to preach and not back down, not bow down, not give up. Thank you, Lord, we've made it another week, Lord, and coronavirus ain't caught us. As far as I know, ain't caught none of our church, and everything's going good. God, I praise you for what you've done for us. Bless the church, God. Bless those that are not here, those that are home watching. I just pray, God, that our Lord, the Spirit of God would touch each one. Point out where we're at, God, and show us exactly what we need to do. Walk where you would have us to walk, God, and we'll not fail. Give you honor, glory, and praise. And, amen and amen. We will say we're going to turn in the first chapter of Romans. I told you Sunday, if the Lord didn't change our mind, we was going to the first chapter of Romans. And we'll ask TJ and Tommy Lynn to come right on. Sing whatever God's laid on their heart. You know, this has been a struggle and it's been a battle, but God's been good to us. God's God's took care of us, and we've not had to miss a service, and we've had good liberty, good opportunity to preach, and good crowds in the car on Sunday morning. Everything's went good. Amen. I don't understand all this audio live and all this good stuff, but it's great. I thank God for it. Y'all go right ahead.
There was a king who got a letter, a mighty army without number, spread it out there for the Lord to get a view. God sent a promise, just one angel. Satan's army met its doom. It's just amazing what a prayer
Hallelujah.
Can do.
Amen.
It's moved mountains, parted rivers, brought the dead to life again. I've called upon an old prayer warrior a time or two. If you're in trouble, I'll go down all my bended knees for you. It's just amazing what a prayer can do.
Praise the Lord.
I saw a mama and her baby fought for life the whole night through. Seemed all hope was gone. The tears fell not a few. But there's old Grandpa in the corner. He knew that prayer would see them through. That baby's still alive. That proved what prayer can do. It's moved mountains, parted rivers, brought the dead to life again. I called upon an old prayer warrior a time or two. If you're in trouble, I'll go down all my bended knees for you. It's just amazing what a prayer can do. It's just amazing what a prayer can do.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Lately I've been looking back along this winding road to the old familiar markers of His mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than I can explain. There's no other words to tell you than to say God's been good.
Amen. The best way I can say it is Appreciate you singing. God has been good. There ain't no doubt in my mind. God has took care of our every need. First chapter of Romans, we'll try to be just as long as we can. Amen. Let's go. Let's just read it all. I'll read pretty hurriedly. Man, I've talked to some people this week. I broke the law, I guess. I went visiting. I've talked to some people. Some people that's been in church and some people that said they're saved, went down to the baptizing hole and was baptized and right back on drugs, right back where they were at to start with. And the Bible teaches me and worse. And it's sad. It's sad, man, when we see what's happening in our world today. Chapter 1 of Romans. And I guess what our message will be today is just there just ain't no excuse. We're without excuse. Because God has given us everything that we need to make it. The battle will be hard. There'll be troubles. Amen. But He showed us without a shadow of a doubt when He went to the cross. Amen. When He went to the grave, He showed us. Amen. He said, forgive them because they don't know what to do. He showed us. Amen. His grace is sufficient. He laid out the path for us. So I don't know why we're crying and laying back now, but God set an example for us. He said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, and apostle is just a messenger, separated unto the gospel of God. And I want us to look at that. He said it's separated, amen, into the gospel of God. And I believe when God calls you into, whether it's an apostle or a singer or just a born-again Christian of God, amen, I believe He separates you. We're not of the world anymore. We're separated. He separated Paul, and Paul's no different than you and I. He said, I was chiefest of sinners, amen. And he even persecuted and killed the church himself, amen. And God separated him, amen, to preach the gospel, to be an apostle. He said, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And all through the old Bible, it's prophesied that Jesus is coming, that a deliverer is coming, that salvation is coming. Amen. Till we wouldn't have to sacrifice bullocks and turtle doves and goats. Amen. But the Son of God would take care. He said, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And he had all kind of power, glory to God, before he went to the grave. But I believe when he come out of that grave, glory to God, I believe he was a different person. And I believe for you and I, we are separated from this old world. When we're born again, we should die out for sin, amen, and be a born again, a true child of God. But what ye have received, but whom ye, we have received grace and apostleship. Let me read that right. By whom we have received grace and apostleship. Paul said that we didn't just receive grace, we received apostleship. For obedience to the faith among all nations for His name. And another place it said, we do this for Jesus' namesake. We preached it a few weeks ago, but He didn't just give us grace. So we say, the devil made us do it. We hear it until it makes us
sick, and it's today I talked to two different men. They're close to the same age, and up in their 50s. One of them's in their 40s. Man, it breaks my heart to see how Satan has took them down the road that they're on today. And bless God, I'm not the judge, but they look older than I am. They look worse than I do. And sin will take its toll on you. Sin will bring you down. Especially after you've known the way of God and turned your back on God. When you've known the healer and the redeemer of all men, amen, and you turn your back on God. And he said, among whom are you also the called of Christ Jesus? And neighbor, I'm going to tell you something. We are called of God. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. And God calls us, amen, and he promises us grace, and he promises us apostleship, and he promises us that he'll never leave us or forsake us. And he said, I'll take care of whatever you are. He said, whatever trouble you got, I am bigger than any trouble you've got. I will take care of you. Amen. But we've got to stay in God's will. We've got to stay as apostles of Christ. We've got to stay as messengers of Christ. And this don't necessarily mean preachers, glory to God. In our everyday walk of life, how we conduct ourselves on the job, every place, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for a child of God pitching a fit. There's no excuse for a child of God flying off the handle. I'm talking about if you've been saved any length of time at all. There's no excuse for a child of God, amen, to fly off the handle and begin to cuss his neighbor and begin to pitch a fit. If I do it today, there ain't no excuse for me, amen. Because we've got more of the world in us than we've got Jesus, amen. More of the world than we've got the Spirit of God. Our mind today, I thought about what we dream about, and I seen some people. Had some people left what they were dreaming about, and I didn't try to remember it. I really don't care. But it was more about the virus than it was Jesus. I need to have a Holy Ghost dream once in a while. Maybe about being carried in the arms of Jesus instead of being beat down by a coronavirus and my lungs stopped up, me scared to death, afraid I'm a coughing and choking to death and got pneumonia and afraid I'm going to die. I need a dream once in a while to be lifted up with Jesus. How am I going to have a dream like that, glory to God? It's because I need more Jesus on my mind than I need coronavirus, amen. I thought about the conversations that we have and the conversations that we hear about of the troubles of this world. I'm not serving the troubles of this world, and I really don't see, and maybe I'm a black sheep of the crowd. I really don't see this thing going away overnight or over a year or over 2 years. I see that we've worked ourselves into this problem, and the government is beating on us in every direction. Why? Because we've left our first love. Because the church has walked away from God. I talked to a preacher Monday, I believe it was. I went down to get tags for a vehicle. Talked to a preacher there, and he said, I had three Sunday in church. How discouraging is that to a preacher? He said, had three in the church. And I took on what he said. He said, I just imagined in my mind I had 5,000 and just went ahead and preached anyhow. Maybe we've got 5,000 tonight. I need to just go ahead and preach anyhow. I can look at the downside of it. I can look at the problems I've got at home. Some things that I cannot fix. Amen. And get totally discouraged and throw in the towel and say, I'll quit, glory to God. The little smart-aleck remarks that I hear all the time, why don't you do this? Why ain't you fixing that? If you can heal yourself, you heal others, why can't you heal yourself? And it's the same junk that Jesus heard, amen. The same junk that Jesus heard. And he couldn't do many mighty works because, glory to God, in his own country, because of their unbelief. And I thought about, if I listened to all of that, I would be totally discouraged. I'm not Jesus, amen, and I can't walk on water. But glory to God, I'm a child of God. Amen. It'll do me all right to walk on dry ground once in a while. Amen. And praise God. Amen. I can get in a little moisture and a little dampness once in a while with the Holy Spirit of God. It'd be all right if I cry a little bit once in a while and maybe slobber a little bit once in a while when God has done something for me. God has given this old boy strength. Amen. Oh, over the years, we hurt sometimes, but God has given us strength to go, and our kids will say, preach it, Bill, amen. Now, that ain't no words, but I can see it with my eyes. And he said, preach it, Bill, amen. And another said, amen. Why? Because I told the truth, glory to God. So it's the little things in life that moves this old man. It's the little things in life that excites us. And I thought about how people have had the best thing going, and Satan throws a trick into their life, amen. And there'll be some that'll never recover from this. Amen. There'll be some that had rather sit on their couch, watch live, whatever we are, watch it live or watch it on TV and drink their coffee, go to the bathroom when they want to. But the Bible said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Amen. And glory to God. So I'm glad I can come together and assemble myself together in the house of God tonight. Among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ? Seventh verse, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Said, first I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Amen. The whole world seen that Rome was getting saved, that Rome had accepted Paul just a little bit, that Rome was having just a little revival. Rome was having just a little bit of the goodness of God. And he said in the ninth verse, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer. We've preached that before, without ceasing. Too many times we get discouraged and we cease from praying. We cease from praising God. Praising God for our church being open. We cease for having liberty to walk through the church door. It's a privilege to walk through the church door with a Bible under your arm, and you can stop and shake hands with somebody, hug somebody else's neck, and know, glory to God, the pulpit's open to preach the Word of God. To know the Spirit of God is still with us. Glory to God. About have a running spell, honey. I don't know that God said, I'll meet with you. If two or three will come together, said, I'll be in the midst. I will take care of you. My God is still in the soul-saving business. My God is still redeeming. My God is still answering prayers. He's still a healer. He's still shutting down the brokenhearted, and God is bringing them back up again. Those that are grieving and lost loved ones and sickness on every hand, I'm glad my God is still God. Amen. I don't have anything to turn back to. I don't miss anything that I left. It looked good for a while, but I growed up a little bit and I realized sin was taking me to a devil's hell, where I couldn't get out of. I'd burn for eternity. I'm telling you today, glory to God, it's time that we bow down beside of our couch right where we're at. I recognize our sins and say, God, forgive me where I failed and come short, where I put my load on somebody else, where I've not been an apostle that God wanted me to be. I've not used the grace that God gave me. It's time that we bow down wherever we're at, in the car seat, on the highway, pull off the road, and say, God, I need you more today than I've ever needed you before. You are my problem taker. You are the one that takes care of me. Well, glory to God, you are my heartbeat. I need you today, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lordy. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests. He was talking to the Romans as a whole. He wasn't talking to one individual. He cared about them. I'm going to tell you, we need to care about the church. We don't need to pick out our little cliques, amen, and our little people that does more for us than ours that we like, and ours that'll back us and ours that'll listen to us. Bless God, I need to be just the same amount of love to that one that aggravates a tar out of me. Of that one that won't do nothing for the church, amen, and always telling somebody else what we've done wrong, amen. I need to love them just exactly as much, amen, as the one that pets me on the back and say, boy, that's a good message. Ain't that a hard thing to do? Amen, but I call God's name in vain, amen, and He still sent His Son down in Logap in the old bathroom to save a wretch like me. If I'm going to be a Christian, I'm going to have to step up a notch or two on the ladder and quit being a respecter person and love my neighbor as myself. 10th verse said, making requests, if by any means, how at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. He wanted to come to Rome. He said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you might be established. You know what church is all about? That we might impart to each other some spiritual gift, amen, that we might get established. I don't understand why people that have been saved 10, 15, and 20 years are not established. I don't understand why they don't love the church. I don't understand why they can't overcome coronavirus. I don't understand why we can go to the shopping center and to the grocery store and we can go to all these places and Walmarts and Lowe's. Amen. But we can't come to church and sit in a parking lot of the church. I don't understand that. Glory to God. I just don't understand that. Amen. If I got a trouble, I need to bring it to Jesus. Well, instead of making excuses, that's what I'm preaching on. There ain't no excuse. Hey, he said, man's ignorance, God once winked at, but not no more. There ain't no excuse. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. He said, mutually comforted together. What do we come to church for? I come to get comforted. Amen. I come to get something. I come to get a gift from God that somebody might bring to me through word or just a touch. Or say, I'm praying for you. Or hear somebody on the altar. I remember many years ago in the 70s, right before Todd was born, I was working down on the Pamlico Sound. I come home twice a month and I'd go to a church. I went to Assembly of God. And some of them spoke in tongues and that was their business. And the little church run 35 and 40. And I'd went to the Uptown Baptist and the First Baptist, the Second Baptist and the Free Will Baptist. Amen. I finally found a bar to car and went out to the Assembly of God about 5 miles out of town. And this little old lady, I don't know her name. I'm sure she's passed on by now. It's been a long, long time. I was a new convert, got saved in 68. There I was down there in 70, amen, in a foreign land for 2 weeks at a time, missing my church up on the mountain, missing my family, trying to make a living. Things had to be that way seemingly. And she'd get down beside them, and I didn't know nary word she said. But she'd get down there, and she began to pray, and all of a sudden it'd start in an unknown tongue, glory to God, and the Spirit would go all over me. I tell you, from that Sunday till I got to come home the next Friday, amen, I had enough to go on. Can I tell you, somebody might get down beside of you and begin to pray and they just lift your burden. God uses them. That's what Paul said, that me and you can come together and comfort one another. I don't know why we come to church. If I can't come to church with a little joy in my heart, I'll stop on the porch and beg God for a little joy in my heart. I remember a man named David. He said, I restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I've lost the joy of my salvation. I've lost the joy because of fear and because of who I am. Bless God, we're none today anything without the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have any gift that amounts to anything except the Lord Jesus Christ. If I get to finish this message, oh, glory to God, it's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. In my old age, I've got a lot of slobber a little bit, Tommy, and I can't help it. I get excited. I don't know where it all comes from. But I need the juice of God about me, amen. Glory to God. I need to be excited, James, that I've got to come to the house of the Lord. I didn't have to come tonight. I got a privilege to come tonight. It's joy. My family knows I'm going to church on Wednesday night. I can walk. If I've walked all day, I can walk Wednesday night. Amen. Glory to God. He said, this is that I may come forth together, 12th verse, with you in the... together with you in the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was not hitherto. Let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you, also even as among other Gentiles. He said, I am a debtor both to the Greek and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. He said, I ain't got there yet, but I'm ready to preach. I'm on my way. Just pray that God will open the door for me. And he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Faith is the substance of things for hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. I've not seen a healing in a few days. I seen one back in August. How about y'all? When God touched my hip. I seen with my own eyes. And I even looked. I was taking a bath and I looked. Nobody cares about this, I know. But that leg's even grown. It's bigger than nothing now. Amen. I don't understand. I never noticed it in my life. Amen. God's a healer. I might get fat on one side and not on the other. Amen. I may be healed one-sided. Amen. God touched me. He said, listen to this. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So I believe what he's saying here. And if you don't agree with me, that's all right. But he said, the wrath of God is revealed. The judgment of God is revealed with what will happen if you stay in unrighteousness. The wrath of God is revealed to mankind that will come on him. Amen. And today we have let Satan rock us to sleep, and we can sit in the church and think because we joined the church, got saved when we were 5, baptized when we were 6, and Daddy paid for the church to be built, amen, that we are dying and going to heaven. We can go ahead and drink, and we can go ahead and party, we can go ahead and do any way we want to do. And I'm going to tell you what we've done. We've believed a lie straight out of hell. We believe the lie that somebody wants to make friends with everybody. Amen. They didn't have the same grace that old John said when John stood up to Philip to Philip and said, "You can't have your to herd," and said, "You can't have your brother Philip's wife. You cannot have it." We need the grace of God that John had. He took his head, amen. But do you think he backed down on the word? He said, "You can't herd. You can't. He's a king. Herd. You cannot have Philip's wife. You cannot have your brother's wife. You cannot do it. Amen. It's wrong." But so the wrath of God, and I'm going to tell you something. As we preached, we've seen it plainly Sunday, without a shadow of a doubt. Herod knew that he was wrong. Herod knew that he'd made a mistake. He knew that John was a man of God. You go back and read that scripture, and God revealed it heavily to me. He knew, but to satisfy his wife, to satisfy the kings and all that had come to his party. And I want us to look at some of these big churches. I'm going to tell you, if a queer believed that he is dying and going to hell, he'd get saved and he wouldn't be a queer no more. Amen. I was a drunk and I realized I was dying and going to hell. I'm not a drunk no more. Amen. It's been 52 years. Glory to God. So we don't continue in that. And yet they think they can go ahead and preach and be ordained as deacons. A man living with man. How sick is that? Where are we? I'm getting ahead of myself, but we go where we got to go. But it's sad. If we think Satan's not a deceiver today, we're wrong. Satan has deceived many people in believing they're prepared to meet God. I'm going to tell you, I've been trying. I've never been out of church. I can't tell you that I ain't never sinned. I've been mad. I've been aggravated. But I've never been out of church. Not any. Since I've been saved. And sometimes I still wonder, am I doing enough? And I know you don't do it by works. But do I love God enough? Am I ready to lay down my life? Have I got anything like Paul had or like John the Baptist? Let's read what it says in the 19th verse. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. That's what I just told you. They know. We don't do our sins ignorantly. It's not counted against us if we do it ignorantly. We repent and come on. But when we do it willingly, he said, has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So that they are without excuse. I remember a fella, and he's dead now. I did his funeral. But I remember one day, he'd be shouting, regular in church, speaking tongues for a while, visit like crazy. The next thing you know, he'd be drunk. Man used to cut my hair before I saved. I knew just as good when he got out of church as I knew anything. It was shaky. It was shaky. Amen. I'm going to live longer this month. Amen. I've got one to carry with me now. I can't sling but one arm at a time. We are without excuse because the Bible said that we know. We know. He showed us. And he said, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Come on, church. Am I preaching to America today? You know what apostate? You know what apostate means? We're without excuse. I wrote it down somewhere, the definition of it. Apostate is desertion. I've got it wrote down somewhere. Apostate is apostate Christian. Apostate Gentile world is a desertion of something that we have known. Is a desertion of God. Desertion of the truth that we have known. And I believe that we are living in the apostate age of the church today. The apostate age of the Gentiles today. He said, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Have we ever seen as unthankful a nation as there is today? You know, instead of giving God praise for a hot dog, amen, we're mad because we ain't got a steak. But became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. A heart that one time was light was darkened. Amen. Their imagination. How many of you know what I'm talking about on imagination? Have you ever had your imagination to go down the wrong track? Have you ever had your imagination to go off to a place? You got to reach out and grab it. Sometimes you got to run to an altar and grab that imagination and pull it back in. Get yourself. I thought that'd go away when I got old. It ain't gone away yet. Sometimes I got to go pull my imagination back. Amen. And let God have me. Let God have my imagination. Professing themselves to be wise, they became as fools. That 22nd verse, there's never been a time in history that mankind had the technology and the know-how in everything that's going on. And, you know, we've been to the moon. We've done a little bit of everything that could be done. We've been to the bottom of the sea. We know how far it is to here and how far it is to yonder. We know everything. And we can just sit down and talk to our friend in the Philippines without any problem. Never dreamed all this could happen, but here it is. Amen. And we said that we get wiser and wiser, but we come as fools. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God unto an image. And I thought about how easy it is to let our job. How easy it is to boast ourselves we're this. But how easy it is to let us glory of the uncorruptible things pick us up. And the image made like a corruptible man. And the birds and the four-footed beast and the creeping things. How many of us have just let some things of this whole world just creep back in? And see, Satan knows if you fell away one time from the house of God, if you fell away one time from the love of God and you got back out, Satan remembers that trick that he pulled on you, and he'll keep pulling that trick on you. and he'll do that trick on you. And can I tell you, I know some that's losers now that's lost the second time because they listened to the same trick of Satan. And I'm not their judge. I see what's going on. I'm not a blind person. Amen. I believe old Ray Charles can see some of this junk. How about it? Amen. Some of the junk that's going on in church today, I believe he could see it. And he said in the 24th verse, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So what does it say? He said the Lord had just turned them over. He said God gave them up. God gave them up. And they'll say, well, God's going to make me and he's going to bring me back. The Bible said God gave them up. If you don't want to come, you don't have to come. If you don't want to worship God, you don't have to worship God. If you want to sit on the easy stool's yours. But he said God will give you up. Then you'll come down one day and you want to need God. You're going to go to talking to God. And he said, apart from me, God, I never knew you. I never knew you. He ain't going to remember something that ain't going to serve him. What was this and say? Isn't it on dark paper? It's hard to read. Said, praise the Lord, Bill. Praise the Lord. Are we not telling the truth? Amen. God ain't going to just keep blessing a nation that's walked away from God. I thought about how I taking the prayer out of the schools. And this has been mentioned and nothing done about it for years. And there's a class here in yonder can pray. And even when I went to Jamaica, I was allowed to come into a couple of schools and show our film. I had an 8mm, super 8mm. Cameron showed some of the films of the third world country and of the condition it was in and how thankful we are. But eventually we took the prayer right out of school. And I thought, now the schools are closed. I thought, how far down the drain have we went? I seen a little video skip that Miss Linda Brown sent and how they're aborting pigs that are expecting babies because they don't have nobody to take care of them. And I thought about the Tyson chicken is having to shut down because of so many with the virus. And I thought about the cows that are ready, and they say they're killing them. And they use some big word. They ain't illuminating them. They're killing them. They're doing away with them. What do they call that? Immuning them. Yeah, something like that. Amen. Doing away with them. So there's going to be a hunger somewhere. This is not Bible, but there's an old saying said, waste not, want not. Waste not, want not. America has wasted it. He said he turned them up. He gave them up to an uncleanness. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. Church, and we're not seeing that happening today. Changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. More than Jesus. I've had them to tell me, God understands I needed a vacation, and we just decided to ride out the parkway. And I look at the pretty leaves and the beauty of God. He said, I get so much blessing out there. I just need it so bad. You know, they're not considering nobody but themselves. It's a blessing to ride out the parkway. But could I be a blessing to somebody else? I believe Paul's heart's desire was, he said, that I might come to you and give you a gift that you might get established. That you might get grow just a little bit and get established. That you quit being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine that passes by and get established, amen, in the Word of God. And he said, without a doubt, he said, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. And what is vile? That's wicked, shameful affections. For even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of her which was meet. I guess that means that they deserve. Amen. They're going to get that reward, that recompense of reward that they deserve. And he said, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. How many, my friend, don't like to retain God in their knowledge because God and His Word and God's real man comes against the flesh, comes against the knowledge of the flesh and it'll knock down what the flesh is doing. It'll convict our heart. It'll show us where we're at. It'll knock us down if we want to satisfy the flesh. And he said, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Not convenient. That's what we preached on Sunday, wasn't it? Being convenient. But he said, this is not convenient. Amen. So, a man laying with mankind ain't convenient. He wasn't made to lay with mankind. Man wasn't laid to lay with man. Amen. It's a shame, and the Bible said it's abomination. Amen. And glory to God. So, it's not nature. It's not convenient. So, you got to step over. I'm talking about they know. We know that God made a woman for the man. And that they might replenish the earth and have children. We know that. They know that. But they've decided to rebel, and God turned them over to a reprobate mind. And probably, as they started, they probably wasn't wanting to lay with man. But they started rebelling against God. So there ain't no telling where the end will be. When God takes His hand off and turns you over to a reprobate mind, He said there plainly in that 24th verse, He said He gave them up, amen, to let them do what they wanted to do. And man, I'm telling you, it's not the nature of man. It's not the convenience of man. It's not the will of man that he go lay with the mankind. But he rebelled against God, amen. And God has let them go in their own direction, and Satan has rode them down till they think it's all right, my friend, and they're standing up and saying today, that they know we don't need to say nothing about them. They know that they're wrong. Bless God, if they really realize they're wrong, they'd come back to God. Because the Bible tells me plainly in this chapter that they know the right way, amen, and they chose to go the other direction. They chose to get out of God's will. They chose to go and do the things that they wanted to do. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And he said in the 29th verse, being filled with unrighteousness. Neighbor, can I tell you today, America is filled with unrighteousness. I said it the other day, and I don't know how true it is, but there's a preacher there in California said they was in Hollywood, that there was every 37 minutes, every day, 24 hours a day, that there was a pornography film or a book or something, pornography, that was produced out of California. How? It's a miracle to me that God has left California, even hooked on to the United States. But that junk has come from over there, over here, and we're just eat up with it today. And he said, being filled with the unrighteous. And he said, fornication. Fornication sex is nothing out of my wedlock anymore. I mean, there's nothing to it anymore. It's just common. And everybody makes a little mistake. We've got that desire. But why don't we come back, glory to God, and admit where we're at and ask God to forgive us and straighten our lives out and decide we want to go to heaven. He said wickedness, covetousness. We covet what the other man's got. We can't get our eyes on God because we want what the other man's got. We're looking for what the other man's got. I thought about a fellow come through here, and he's not even around us anymore, and he pulled some time. He's been here and yonder. But he said, could I? I used to run the aisles when I was able and young. And amen. Before they put me on the mic and said, don't run. Amen. But glory to God. And he said, I see where you got yours. I didn't even know this fellow until about 3 years before that. I've not tried to copy nobody. I've just tried to be what God wants me to be. And he says, wickedness and covetousness and maliciousness. maliciousness. Our land is full of maliciousness. It's the most spiteful nation that I ever remember. Surrey County is the most spiteful people that I've ever remember being in Surrey County. I mean, we'll do anything we can to hurt somebody else. He said, full of envy. We just never forgive. We're just full of envy. And we're murderers. We debate. We're continuously arguing. Are we not living in this today? I'm preaching on, glory to God. We're without excuse. I believe that we are an apostate Gentile nation today. I believe that we have separated ourselves from the love of God. I believe that we have deserted God. I believe we've quit God. I remember, won't never forget it. Amen. As I was a boy, and we growed up in the little community of Low Gap, come there when I was about 4 or 5. And I never remember a man that lived right down below us. And he went AWOL. Y'all know what AWOL is. He skipped out on the army and was gone for a long time. And the reproach that come down on the family, and they finally found him, and he pulled time. They finally found him in Washington, up around that area in Washington. And it was the talk of the little community because a man wouldn't stand up and fight for his country. Because a man, amen, went AWOL when he was drafted into the military. So what do? We got so many wimps, we just do away with the drag. We just do away with it. And I remember that the man, and I remember his name well, and remember his brothers and his sisters, and what shame it brought on them because their brother run, because he wouldn't stand up for his country. He lost his citizenship. He lost his right to vote. He got to stay after he come out of prison. He got to stay in the United States, but he didn't have any rights at all. Today, you know, you can go AWOL. It don't make no difference. We can desert the Lord. It don't make no difference. You can just go ahead and do what you want to do. How far have we went? I remember this is just one man that stuck out in my mind. How the whole community was upset because the little community of Logap had a man that deserted his country. That deserted his military rights. Deserted what God had given us freedom to fight for. Deserted, not willing to lay down his life. How many today would lose their citizenship, amen, glory to God, if God come back and begin to jerk citizenship because we deserted God? Because we deserted God. And then he took our right out of heaven. Well, Bill, you don't believe that, do you? Do you believe, Bill, that they can just take your right out of heaven? God gave us the right, and he told us how to live right. We know what's wrong, amen, and it's up to us whether we live right or not. Fellas told me to stand still, and I've done walked off, amen, I'm sorry. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit. We deceive each other. Malignity and whispers. I thought about how sin, how malignant sin is. A tumor, we'll just say a malignant tumor. And I know some of the women's had the skin cancers and one will be malignant and one won't. But malignant just means it'll just keep hanging on. And I thought about sin as it just keeps on growing. It said malignant. Ain't that the word that it used? Deceitful, malignity, and whispers and backbiters. It seemingly that once you get started in sin, it just won't go away. And it said backbiters, haters of God. You don't know nobody that hates God, do you? Somebody that won't serve God hates God. Somebody that loves God will follow God. God is love. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud. Proudest nation I know of. America don't think we can fall. America will brag we're the greatest nation. We have been. God has blessed us. I'm going to tell you, if we was in God's will today, Corona couldn't have crossed the border. I believe that from the depths of my heart. I believe that. Proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. We've never seen a time as they're so disobedient to parents. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, can't be satisfied. Implacable and unmerciful. Maybe we need to take some time on 4 or 5 of these verses. Who knowing, 32, now I'm quitting. We've done a whole chapter. I wore y'all out myself too. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit things are wrong, are worthy of death. Let me go. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Can I tell you? God turned them over to a reprobate mind. They knew the truth, but now they have pleasure in doing them, and they have pleasure in them that they see doing them. He said, read it again. Who knowing the judgment of God, he said, they know the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So what he's saying here, we go ahead and do them, but we don't believe God cares. We don't believe God will cut us off. We believe that we are eternal secured and sin don't mean nothing because we've been saved. Amen. That's what's happening today. We need to read the Word of God. This is the apostasy of the Gentiles. We're living in the very last days. Something's going to happen. So, boy, I talked to him today, and he's probably 55, 6 years old. Never been in church, and his parents didn't go to church, and as far as I know, never been saved. But he come up to me, and we began to talk, and he said, "I've never seen things like this. I hope it scares his socks right off. I hope he realizes, glory to God, he needs to get things right." I tried to talk to him. I said, I've been in church 55 years. I've never seen that. There ain't no pastor ever come through Mount Vernon Church seen what we've seen right here. Things are fulfilling that we're seeing. And that's what the Bible said. It said the old prophets didn't see that, but we're seeing it. It's being brought to us. We're seeing. We're seeing. I believe that God's doing a separation. How about you all? I believe it. I'm going to read this one more time. Who knowing the judgment of God, they're not afraid of hell. They're not afraid of the judgment of God. Am I telling the truth? It's so sad. I talk to them almost weekly that's on drugs. I talked to one today that joined a church up in Virginia. Amen. I remember when he was baptized. He told me today the only time that he could run is when he was high, when he was on drugs. When he's lifted up. The only time I can run is when I'm on the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lifted up by the grace of God. I hope you've got something out of this. But today, neighbor, we've made excuses for each other. We've petted each other. And I talked to my old buddy up in Virginia. I love him to death. He said, I'm just not going to say anything negative. I'll just go ahead and say it negative for him. Amen. If America don't straighten up, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. I've never seen 5 straight weeks when we had to have service in a parking lot. I've never seen as many people that call themselves Christians scared to death. Never seen. The true reality, this is where the rubber meets the road. It's where the rubber meets the road. I believe it's separation time. Amen. I've probably preached a hour, but I've enjoyed it. It's been good. Love y'all. Appreciate you. All that listen on the radio and audio.com, sermonaudio.com, and all them other .coms. I appreciate every one of you ever listening. Prayed for us. Just keep lifting us up. I believe the Lord said it's going to be sunny and pretty Sunday morning. Amen. We'll have another parking lot service. Amen. Thank God for the left end radio there that worked good. Everybody that I talked to said it really, the sound, everything was great. I appreciate all that. Love y'all and appreciate you. Have a good night.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a roof above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet.